and latest of Chinese and Korean pop music, as well as indie music, Asian entertainment news, and special features of talented Canadian artists. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you're having a fantastic day so far. You are now tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for some of the best and latest in Asian music and entertainment news. For CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, I'm Steve Zhang, live from our beautiful studio on the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. So, looks like once again another week has passed already, but that's all right because this means it was quicker for me to get to this point, to get to this day, one of the highlights of my week, I might add, and play some terrific Asian music for your listening pleasure. So let's continue on. The first track of the day from South Korea, it's Luna of FX. It's her solo debut called Free Somebody. First, I must declare my surprise, because when it was announced that she would be debuting as a soloist, finally, it was said that she was getting an EDM track to showcase for the fans everywhere, and I thought, wow, it's not a ballad? Because it wouldn't be the first time that a girl group's main vocalist debuts and then gets a ballad, because there's this odd perception in Korea that ballads somehow are the absolute must or are the one type of song capable of showcasing a vocalist's skill, as if ballads are the mark of a good singer. And Luna proves us that that is absolutely wrong. She is a very talented vocalist, and she pulls off this EDM track extremely, extremely well. In FX, she actually never really got the chance to shine, and she was very overshadowed by more popular members in that group. This song is all her. In terms of the lyrics of the song, though, I must say it is very abstract. Like, there's a part of the song that says, "We dyed each other with different colors, and they are full of different scents." It's open to interpretation. From what I can gather, she's trying to say as if we should kind of shake off the restraints, shake off what makes us different. We're all the same deep down. It's an upbeat, fun dance track. I'm not the biggest EDM fan, but I can appreciate songs like this. It's lively, but somehow chill, and that's first on Asian Wave 101, Luna with Free Somebody.
We'll be right back.
That was Luna of FX with Free Somebody, an EDM track. A very big contrast to what you'd usually expect from a girl group member's debut. So you really don't need a ballad with all the vocal acrobatics to show prowess. Luna knew what to do with this song as she powered the notes at times, but then she knew when to dial it back. It was a good, solid effort overall. Next up from Taiwan, I have 831, or Ba San Yao in Mandarin. They're a punk rock band, presently signed with Rock Records, the largest indie record label in Taiwan. And again, they mostly perform in the punk sort of emo style. It was actually, this band was formed by five high school classmates, which is a story we often hear about bands here in North America. Friends form a band, they get together, and they make music like that. And this band actually really stands out in that regard, with because they started organically. And that's actually rare in this industry, in this side of Asian music, because it really is fairly manufactured once you get into kind of the mainstream stuff, the pop stuff. And very few actually start on their own. Sometimes they're really just not able to, given the nature of the industry. And very few really get attention completely independently. And even fewer manage to stay independent through their careers, whether by choice or not. In this industry, it's really just hard to stay indie. The song, it's called Ren Zhen Jiu Shu Le, which translates roughly to lose if serious. The idea, the message behind the song, is that you can't take things too seriously. You can't care so much, because that's how you fail. They directly mention entertainment gossip. Nothing to do. It's got nothing to do with you, so stop caring about it. You should, they're telling the listeners to forget what people say. There are actually lyrics that say, turn off the TV and cut the internet. They're referring to these comments and what people say within that sort of media, within social media. They're saying, screw all of that. Focus on you. You will lose if you care too much about other people's perception of you. You should really try to stray away from caring too much of what people behind a screen say about you. That's coming up next, 831 with Ren Zhen Jiu Shu Le.
这世上传达潜规则，其实不怕我没自尊，就怕我的自欺欺人。再多上面大论，不如我先洗洗睡了。人人都是道德的魔人，天天用键盘折磨人。把电视都关了，把网路都断了，把白眼都翻了，不听你规则。是弄蛇才毒蛇，不拼命才逼人，看你妈的我才懒得认真。疯疯癫癫又如何，轰轰烈烈更快乐，是是非非只是他嫉妒我才要放歌。风风雨雨又如何，跌跌撞撞唱着歌，输赢别太认真，认真就输了。新闻不告于名在卖娱乐，丢的下人只信任，不送到谁会关注呢？嘴巴不停接着，手机是点击下一则，是受害者还是加害者？你是不是误会大了？把电视都关了，把网路都断了，把白眼都
That was Ba San Yao 831, Lose If Serious, something from the indie scene of Mandarin music. Indie artists are actually very hard to find, but if you know where to look, there's a whole world that you often miss out on. Due to the nature of the industry, indie acts can be quite reclusive. They actually kind of put themselves in that situation. They kind of withdraw from the major scenes, from most of the attention. They kind of do their own thing. So if you want a good starting point, check out more of 831. Coming up next, again from Taiwan, a relatively fresh face in the industry. She goes by Janice Yan. She debuted in Taiwan, though she is a Singaporean citizen. She gained fame through many singing competitions, some of which she won, both in Taiwan and actually in the United States. She has a very versatile vocal style. She's demonstrated her ability to perform not just Chinese songs, but songs in Latin styles as well. The song from her today is called Wo He Bi, or Why Should I, or Ask Why. This is today's power ballad. It's a very melancholic, very sad song, and what it's doing is that she's using this song to question herself. When dealing with love, she asks the question, why should I continue loving? Why do I care so much about love? Why let it define who she is? It can be damaging, yet somehow it's so enjoyable, and you can't really stay away from that sort of feeling. Personally, I really enjoyed this song. It's a little more aggressive than the average ballad. Stronger rock influences can be heard through this track, and there's this nice gradual build-up, so it actually feels like it's going somewhere. It's not pure monotony like other ballads. Like, it's like getting angry. And it's almost like the gradual development of this feeling of questioning herself of why should she care. So that's coming up next on Asian Wave 101. Janice Yan with Ask Why.
Should I Interested in more vibrant public spaces and less car traffic? On June 18th and 19th, Car Free Day will once again reclaim parts of Main Street, Commercial Drive, Denman Street, and blocks of Kitsilano to bring Vancouver one of its biggest community street festivals. But it will take the efforts of hundreds of volunteers to make it happen. Join us and volunteer for an inclusive, people-powered, family-friendly street festival. To sign up, please visit our website at carfreevancouver.org. No experience is necessary. Just be ready to meet great people, have lots of fun, and become part of Vancouver's future.
Do you have an approaching test or exam and need help studying? Well, it's time to prepare yourself. The Study Van, www.studyvan.com, is a 100% free website dedicated to helping you achieve excellence. MCAT, History, Chemistry, French, Math, Biology, the Study Van covers it all. Tools are provided so you can create your own study group and do what you need to do. Ace your exam. The Study Van will help you help yourself. Give it a shot, you have nothing to lose, as once again it's a 100% free studying resource. So remember, when you need to study, go to the Study Van, www.studyban.com.
We are back live on Asian Wave 101 for CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Steve Zhang. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. And right before the break, we heard Janice Yen with Ask Why. Though, that may have been a ballad track. She blew me away with how strong it was, vocals and composition, even the lyrical composition. If she can continue doing this, even if she remains singing ballads for the rest of her professional career, but not as long as they're not cookie-cutter style ballads, she can go very far. Coming up next from South Korea, we have Chancellor, the man behind the absolute jam, Son Ega. So he has a new song called Rodeo featuring underground rapper Palo Alto, R&B hip-hop fusion track. It's got a lot of acoustic sounds, a lot of acoustic guitar, some snappy drums. It's just got a really smooth and chill instrumental. It's actually the perfect blend of those two genres, and it's topped off with this very slick rapping from Palo Alto, and Chancellor's singing is very soulful and just as smooth. And actually, this song is very minimalist, but it works. It's very bare, but it sounds pleasant, and it just works out so well. There's no need for it to be heavy in other instruments because it's already so effective. So, in this song, rodeo is a metaphor. Basically, they're trying to impress a woman. And in any rodeo, it can be a bumpy ride. You have to adapt. And they say, whatever you want, just tell me. I can switch it up like that. No matter how bumpy the ride, I'm going to make it work. In the end, it's actually a fairly sexual song. You can catch some of the English. You can hear just how suggestive it can be. So content warning, some suggestive language coming up in the next track. That is next. Chancellor featuring Palo Alto with Rodeo, and after that, it's Gentleman's Vibe, our Canadian Artist of the Week with Bloodlines.
Man은 평소 자주 봐 아니면 혹시 건너편 아파트 사는 거야 내 패션을 보니 최신 유행에 빠른 거야 아니면 90년대 스타를 동경하는 거야 몇 주 전 본 것 같긴
너 왜 TPE에서 아니면 떠면 주당이란 술집에서 놀랐다면 미안해 원래 이쁜 여자는 인상 깊으니까 또렷이 기억이 나 볼수록 아름다워 널 품에 안는다면 아쉬운 시간들이 평소보다 빨리 갈 거 그 친구들이 나에 대해 뭐라 말할라 건 전혀 상관마라 너의 느낌과 마음을 따로 따로 봐 다른 잡음이 안 들릴게 귀찮은 녀석들은 언제나 말뿐이네 나 지금 다른 사람들 말은 안 들리네 너의 미소와 웃음소리에 빠져드네 Come on.
난 처음 봤을 땐 뭔지 몰라 왠지 모든 매력에 난 눈이 가 볼수록 너의 완벽 얘네도 눈에 담겨 시선을 못해 What do I do for your loving 아무리 멋진 남자도 널 고시긴 And no I didn't But damn what the hell was I thinking about 볼수록 나를 태워줘 볼수록 내게 빠져드는 두 Could you please take me home with you?
Yeah. 다음엔 어디서 봐? 다음엔 어디로 갈까?
나를 태워줘. 볼수록 내게 빠져드는 you. Could you please take me home with you?
Yeah. 다음엔 어디서 봐? 다음엔 어디로 갈까?
넌 날 점점 받아들이고 있어. I'm talking about the real good love. She's riding like a rodeo. 한참 그리고 둘 Cause I want you inside my bed. 여기서 날 볼 수 있어. 너는 알 수 있어. My baby, baby. 볼수록 내게
빠져드는
you. Could you please take me home with you?
다음엔 어디서 봐 다음엔 어디로 갈까
나를 태워줘 볼수록 내게 빠져드는 두 Could you please take me home with you?
다음엔 어디서 봐 다음엔 볼수록 다 들어 나마다 스려 너의 앞에 다가서면 She riding like a rodeo 어느새 나는 기들여지고 있어 볼수록 다 들어 나마다 스려 너의 앞에 다가서면 She riding like a rodeo 어느새 나는 기들여지고 있어 Oh yeah
너를 태워줘
다음에 어디서 봐 다음에 어디로 갈까 다음에 어디서 봐 다음에 어디로 갈까
At the rodeo, girl.
Yo. Loyalty to all my brothers though Outsiders was licking ties so we staying cold We trying to maintain the fire so we laying low Till we kill them with success like how the saying goes No pain, no gain, no shame, no fame Rock a gold chain like I'm trying to press Miss Monroe Prima donnas and these Lindsay Lowe's They all be buzzing once they lay their pretty eyes on that golden rose Whoa, this brotherhood got drive, no ballet Mission ain't a mission without Calais And them bitches all pure and wet, no ballet Decade on Beyonce brings the party to the soiree Ha. Now they fighting like piranhas in the same tank He chopping beats, no katana, call him K, thanks Quick, random monopoly, homie, we'll play bank Gentleman league, y'all ain't even in the same rank
Made the cure, they're closing in Empty threats can't break this crew We gon' break in, ours for the taking
We bleed greatness, so raw I can taste it
Lay my name up like a soft flames My pulse is racing for this I know that it's in my veins My pulse is racing for this
Dreams that we're chasing Fears that we're facing
My pulse is racing for this
Dreams that we're chasing Fears that we're facing
Pulse is racing for this
Mom raised a gentleman Pops raised an artist Heartless winners But they taught me with the hardest Faded memories Five in a room Small apartment But this life about to bloom Cause this money I'm a harvest Hungry like I be starving My mark in history I've slowly started carving My team in constant evolution No Darwin No other senses needed To tell that our future Gonna be fragrant Like a motherfucking garden Damn It's essential I make it It's bare basics Do we picking up colors For the thousand staircases Leather jackets Custom made for my boys Cause all of them real Live it up Red cups up in Hollywood Hills
ambiance in my veins, they all a part of me. Ironic how the gentlemen kill these records like chivalry. Now they all bitter at these kids with good demeanors. We're just lapping all these suckers cause the blood runs in the family.
Made the cure, they're closing it. Empty threats can't break this crew. We gon' break it, ours for the taking.
We bleed greatness so raw I can taste it.
Lay my name up like it's on flames. My pulse is racing for this. I know that it's in my veins. My pulse is racing for this.
That we chase it, fears that we face it.
My pulse is racing for this.
That we chase it, fears that we face it.
My pulse is racing.
So cut me open and watch me bleed that passion out. We started nowhere and ended up with voices calling out for the names that we made. For ourselves can't just fade, and some won't get this. It's all instinct, so raw I can taste it, no lie.
Lay my name up like it's on flames. My pulse is racing for this. I know that it's in my veins. My pulse is racing for this.
That we chase it, fears that we face it.
My pulse is racing for this.
That we chase it, fears that we face it.
My pulse is racing for this.
Chancellor with Rodeo featuring Palo Alto, and Gentleman's Vibe with Bloodlines. Gentleman's Vibe based right here in Greater Vancouver. Bloodlines is one of the tracks from their 2013 album From Fist Fights to Pinstripes. Definitely got some great rhymes in there. We'll hear more from them in just a bit. But right now it's that time of the week where we check out just some of the latest happenings in the Asian entertainment world with Asian entertainment news. So first, from South Korea, boy band singer Eli becomes a father. Eli Kim, a member of South Korean boy band UKIS, has become the father of a baby boy. On June 7th, his wife went into labor and gave birth to their first child. For years, Eli kept his personal life secret from the public. In December 2015, he revealed via Instagram that he had been dating his now wife for 5 years, and the couple registered their marriage in June 2014. It was at that time that he revealed his wife was pregnant. The name of his son has not yet been revealed. So, normally I don't like to do the gossip column sort of stuff, but there is a bigger significance to this sort of, to this story and this wider issue of idols and their personal lives. So let's just talk about this for a second. If I'm not mistaken, Eli is the second of the third generation K-pop idols to become a parent. He's not the second to get married, nor is he even the third or fourth at this point, but it's the fact that he was able to keep it all hidden for such a long time. It's actually crazy he was able to, because the fans in South Korea, especially one particular type of fan, which we refer to as being saseng, which is a Korean word that really just means death, life or death hardcore fans. And these fans are known for actually stalking their favorite celebrities. So in most situations, stuff like this would not have been hidden for very, very long. But what else is surprising about this is the fact that some of the fans, saseng or not, actually turned their backs on him simply for having a personal life. Whether or not they felt like this was a betrayal or as if he had gone against some sort of law that we don't know about, that he's not allowed to get married and be a parent, it's actually fairly ridiculous that fans would simply give up on a celebrity, one who they claim to love and support so much, simply because they want to be happy. These celebrities, popular though they may be, they are still human. And they deserve happiness just like anybody else. And if this is sort of what gives him that happiness, then he is allowed to pursue that. There is really no reason for, I guess, turning their back on them just because they have a life that they don't necessarily want to know, want other people to know about, that they don't want other people prying into. So all around, congratulations, Eli, to you and your wife on the baby. Wishing you all the best of luck in the future. Funnily enough, is that this actually coincided with their latest comeback. They released a brand new EP, and on the same day, his wife gave birth to their son. So it's happy situations all around, I guess. Moving on, though, for the next update, I've actually been sitting on this for a while, actually. So Chinese web series Yuzui has been receiving extremely, extremely warm responses. Now, this web series was adapted from a popular web novel of the same name, and it's been met with highly, highly, highly positive reception. The series, which stars former child star Zhang Yishan, has become one of the most popular web series in history. On May 3rd, it was reported that it was reportedly had garnered 100 million clicks. The series is hosted by iQIYI, one of China's top online video streaming platforms. The series was 12 episodes total, which actually the CEO of iQIYI, Gong Yu, says is following kind of the American TV series format, as opposed to the regular Chinese series format, where episodes within a particular season, or in the entire series, it averages within 30 to 40 episodes. I can see this, honestly, being a great marketing ploy. So I waited to report this because I wanted to watch the series myself. I wanted to see the hype, and I did that. And I have to say, it is a very, very good series. Very solid acting, production, and writing all around. Good series. Now, the 12th episode ended on a cliffhanger with previews of what I can only assume is going to be a second season. And frankly, this sort of tactic, it works. The series is already highly popular. Those who have watched it already will tell their friends to go and see it. Then they'll watch it, and then so on and so on. Then they'll see the cliffhanger and wait eagerly for the second season. People return to American shows because they're released in seasons, each one with a dozen or so episodes. And frankly, I believe as humans that we like to see things become resolved. So if the story kind of just stops in the middle at the end of a season, people will return to that because they want to see how it pans out, how it continues on from there. So this is actually a great technique. This, you know, 100 million clicks as of May 23rd. That's already more than 2 weeks ago. It's only gone up from now. So needless to say, I guess you could predict that the second season would have even more views, even more clicks on it. And this is sort of a technique that really works, but because it keeps you wanting more, because the story actually already was very, very engaging. And the fact that they kind of stopped it right in the middle, right when things were about to get fun, they ended it, and now we're all patiently waiting for the second season to start. So that's it for this week's Asian Entertainment News. Tune back in next time when we cover some more news and some more headlines. But for now, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we have more music on Asian Wave 101. Don't go anywhere.
Presented by Blueprint Live and CITR at the Fortune Sound Club on June 25th, it's Chastity Belt, your favorite Washington rockers. They'll also be joined by Glad Rags, coming off the release of their new album, Smile. Doors open at 7, and the show is 19+. Get your tickets online now at bplive.ca or in person at Red Cat, Neptune, or Zulu Records.
Tune in every Thursday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, where we bring you the Community Living Show, a full hour is produced by the disabled community, showcasing for BC self-advocates with lots of interesting and fun content, including some interviews from special guests with special needs. Join hosts Michael, Kelly, and friends every Thursday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming online at citr.ca. Because you've got a friend in community living and CITR. And I got them too.
There isn't anything. Back live on Asian Wave 101. I'm your host, Steve Zhang, for CITR 101.9 FM, live in Vancouver from the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. Coming up, we got more music from our Canadian Artist of the Week, Gentleman's Vibe, with their song Cuffing Season. If there's one word I could use to describe this song, it would be catchy. Gentleman's Vibe has tackled a range of styles. They've done love songs. They have songs that are straight hip-hop. And this one is kind of a mix. It's some hip-hop, a little bit of R&B. It's really hard to really pinpoint exactly what this style would be, but it is a very solid effort. So that's coming up next on Asian Wave 101.
School love, that ride off in the night type love, 1950s black and white, movie type, just my type of love, yeah you just my type of love, yeah yeah this my type of love, red my Camaro, red my Camaro, 80 miles towards tomorrow, she, all that of me,
let me count that,
red my Camaro, red my Camaro, 80 miles towards tomorrow, she, all that of me,
let me count that,
that'll make you mad like a poster. Now we gon' argue till dawn, but after have sex on the sofa. Classic, she plastic, let me have it granted. She bad shit, she the baddest. Bounce to the bounce, to be like a mattress. Fine like a dime, she shine like jasmine shit. For you, I would probably skip town. Ever met a bae, hella down. Summertime cool shit, always come around. Just kick it, even roll that loud. Like, hold up, you in love, right? Couple shots, so we're gone like we're drunk, drunk, drunk in love. You my Yonsei, babe, you a mystery, baby. I'm a soft case,
that old school love, that ride off in the night type love, 1950s black and white, movie type, just my type of love, yeah you just my type of love, yeah yeah this my type of love,
red my Camaro, red my Camaro, 80 miles towards tomorrow, she, all that let me,
let me count that,
red my Camaro, red my Camaro, 80 miles towards tomorrow, she, all that let me,
let me count that,
she, my shot, shower hands pressed to the wall. Stressing for more, but let me stress that she the best of them all. I'm slain to tomorrow, till we get complaints next door. Till I know I scored, but we did it to the point where I can't keep score. All these hot summer nights when you know that it's mad real. Downtown girl, bright lights up in Granville. Easy on the eyes, black summer nights, red wine and some Maxwell. She got them pretty wings if this meant that like when she got my back. Kind of love we built from scratch. Classic love, we'll throw that back. We'll throw that back. To sweat if they shoot at us, I'll take one for you. Cause I'll show you, darling. It's love or die trying. You love that, I'm about that. You need some, I got that. We got that.
Girl, we got that throwback love. That old school love. That ride off in the night type love. 1950s, black and white. Movie type. Just my type of love. Yeah, you just my type of love. Yeah, yeah, this my type of love. Girl, we got that.
Bring it back.
That was Gentleman's Vibe with Cuffing Season. Very, very catchy track. And Gentleman's Vibe, they are definitely a very, very solid hip-hop duo. They're from right here in Greater Vancouver, so if you want to check them out, definitely go ahead and do that. You can find them on all the social medias. Support Canadian music, support Canadian artists, and of course, support our Vancouver-based artists out there on the grind. Coming up next, it's Hoodie, Korean R&B singer Hoodie. She is signed with Jay Park's AOMG, the newest addition to the roster, the newest member of the team. She's actually been active for a while now, but she doesn't have too many releases under her belt. This is her newest release and her first under the AOMG label. She's been part of projects with the rest of the team in the past. We heard her last week on that remake track of a 90s hit song from South Korea that was redone by Simon Dominic and Gray. She was the vocalist on that track for You Are Always, the 2016 edition. And in October 2015, she was featured on label founder Jay Park's Solo, the track called Solo, and they had a great dynamic going. We know she is a great singer. Her song is called Like You. The lyrics were written by her, and the song was composed with Gray. Gray, you beautiful soul, you yet another hit made by Gray. The song describes mutual hurt, two lovers falling out of love, and both just stop trying to make the relationship work. They stop caring altogether. It reminds me of old school R&B, actually. There's some real sort of Brandy and Monica feels that I'm getting from this track by Hoodie. It's got Gray's production style. It's his distinct sound. A lot of keys and synthesizers that makes the main melody, some snappy drums. It works perfectly with Hoodie's voice and gentler singing style. Regardless of race or nationality, Gray is definitely one of the best hip-hop and R&B producers active in the world right now, and definitely one of my favorites. I have a feeling that this will go down as one of Korea's R&B classics. Hoodie with Like You coming up next.
I was like you, yeah, I was like your baby.
That was Hoodie with Like You on Asian Wave 101. R&B is going through a revival in Korea. R&B is finally making it back into the public eye. There was a time, really, when R&B could be like hip-hop, when it was like hip-hop in that it was able to tell these meaningful stories that were sung just so beautifully. And then this genre, which has been underground for so long, is finally coming back into the attention. It's finally gaining some traction. R&B music has actually been a big part of my life for the past decade or so. And the fact that this is getting more attention, that artists like Hoodie are becoming more and more popular, that they're singing these beautiful songs, just makes my heart warm, you know? So moving on, though, I have another song from Korea. It's by a Korean-American singer-songwriter and guitarist who goes by the name of Sam Kim. He was born in Federal Way, which is a city fairly close to the city of Seattle. Now, he initially gained fame in South Korea by competing on a competition, K-Pop Star Season 3, which he was the runner-up of that track. And afterwards, he was signed to the record label, independent record label, Antenna Music, which is managed by the renowned singer-songwriter Yoo Hyeol. In 2016, just actually no more than about 2 months ago or so, he finally made his debut, and one of the tracks that he kind of led the effort with is this song here called No Nunchi, which translates more or less to No Sense, and it features Korean R&B singer Crush doing not an additional singing verse for the track, but a bit of a rap verse in the middle there. So this song, it was composed by Sam, and lyrics were written by himself, and with some help from Crush. The song actually is, if I might say so, it's something that I believe a lot of guys can relate to, because this song, No Sense, is actually him singing about how sometimes he finds it so hard to understand women, how sometimes he just wishes they just tell him what they mean, to just say what's on their mind, and to not keep throwing him hints or giving him these weird allusions or metaphors. Just say it straight up. What do you mean? What are you trying to tell me? The song, in terms of its style, though, it's a little hard to place. It's somewhat jazzy, it's got some funk, and it's also very acoustic. It's focused on more natural sounds, not really processed sounds. Overall, it's actually a very good effort. This is a sort of style that you really don't get to hear a lot in Korean music of any kind, whether indie or more mainstream stuff. So this is definitely something worth checking out. Let's hear it now. Sam Kim with No Nunchi.
Oh, you women, I can't understand. No, fucking, I'm a battle, nigga, mother, I go head. No, immortal. I told you once, I told you twice, I told you every day. Who's a singer, cargo, in the car, you know? Will you stay with me? Eat a jar. Oh, you women, I can't understand. No, no, damage it, so gonna with charging me, punchy, I'm tired, talk down. I told you once, I told you twice, I told you every day. Who's the thing I'm talking in the morning? No, will you stay with me? No, 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 no,
내가 어여는 건지 너 눈치 너 눈치 좋아하는 내가 바보 알고 있는 너도 바쁘다고 자꾸
내가 똑같아 네 말이 맞지 때론 밤새 통화해도 답이 없지 어쩌면 당연해지는 순간에 몸에 니 탓만은 아냐 oh no but it doesn't really matter 반드시 내가 더 잘할게 girl would you stay with me 널 두고 어디 갈 생각 전혀 없지 don't worry about us don't worry about nothing
솔직히 말하면 얼마나 좋을까 원한 티를 당해내지 말던지 누구보다 소중해 누구보다 나를 속상하게 왜 그런지 알잖아 너 눈치 너 눈치 내가 어이없는 건지 너 눈치 너 눈치 좋아하는 내가 바보 알고 있는 너도 바보 다 복잡해 너 눈치 너 눈치 내가 어이없는 건지 너 눈치 너 눈치 좋아하는 내가 바보 알고 있는 너도 바보 다 복잡해
That was Sam Kim with No Nunchi, No Sense. Something very funky, and this is kind of a... You've been hearing more of this sound within South Korea, and if this is a new direction that music is taking, then this is cause for excitement. No longer will we have to listen only to the usual stuff of bubblegum pop or just the straight sort of very traditional sounds or the sounds that you've come to associate with Korean music. Sam Kim definitely doing some innovative stuff with music in South Korea. Definitely keep an eye on this kid, and I say kid because he only recently turned 18. So that will actually take us into the last track of the day. It's sort of from South Korea. I guess you could say it was produced there, but it's actually sung in Mandarin. It's by Lay, who is a member of South Korean boy band XO. And this is his first track that he's done under the SM label completely on his own. It's a solo effort that's released as part of SM's Project Station, which seeks to release a track every single week on a set day. And the song is called Monodrama. It's an R&B song, very melancholic R&B song, featuring a lot of acoustic guitars, really sad melodies. And he's really singing about unrequited love. He's singing about bearing his heart to this girl, and then she just won't give him the time of day. She wants to leave, and he's begging her to stay. And that will play us out this week. If you have any requests for me at all, don't hesitate to send it my way, asianwave101@gmail.com. If you have any thoughts on this week's news, don't hesitate to send it my way. I want to hear from you, asianwave101@gmail.com. So coming up next is El Sonido Latin Roots with Daniel Hernandez. I'm sure he's got another terrific show planned, so stay tuned for that. That will do it for this week's Asian Wave 101. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Steve Zhang for CITR 101.9 FM, live in Vancouver from the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. Thanks so much for joining in, and I'll talk to you next time. Lay with Monodrama to play us out.
Caught your attention. It also caught the attention of the coolest people from Squamish to Bellingham, music fans, students, and members of various cultural communities. If you want your ad to do the same, advertise with CITR and Discorder. If you've got a rad new ad or just something you want to share, whether in print, on air, or online, promote your wares, services, or events with us. Contact us at advertising@citr.ca or call 604-822-4342. Visit CITR.ca for rates, information, and packages. This is the end of our ad, and if you're still here, we must be doing something right.
Good evening, and welcome to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. You're now listening to El Sonido Latin Roots. My name is Daniel Hernandez, and in today's show, we're going to be exploring quite a bit of rock and roll from Latin America, as well as some blues from Latin America. And we're going to start off with a band called Días de Blues, which means blues days, basically. And this track is called Amasijando los Blues, which means massaging, slowing down, and really taking your time to enjoy this blues. And hopefully that's what happens. So yes, here we go.